I'm wondering if the Pali terms for anger and ill will are similar, because ill will sounds so more aggressive even than anger. It's like you're wishing harm on someone else. It seems to me, and you might think I'm wrong, that with anger you don't necessarily wish harm on someone else. It just arises and involved with Sakya.
There are different terms. There are different terms. Goda is anger. Payabada is ill will. In terms of say like in terms of a hindrance in the five hindrances, payabada is what usually comes up.
You'll will.
But I'm not a Pali scholar, so there's going to be many different terms that cover things.
And what you were just reading for Sotapanna, there's no ill will. Is that what I heard you say?
Yeah.
Sense desires are fairly
For a
neutral.
Sotapanna,
No,
no,
sense desires.
there's still ill will.
Ill will.
Even for a Sakadagami, there's still ill will, but it's attenuated.
Ill will, not anger, but ill will.
These are terms that are, I wouldn't try to sort of find a loophole out of they
Just seems that ill will is so much worse than anger. Am I wrong?
Well, I mean, just that any intent within the mind that is formulated with a sense of aversion, being aversive to, upset by. There's different gradients, but as long as the seed is still there, then it can manifest in many different ways. So it isn't sort of, at least I'm not sort of wishing to murder anybody, but I guess it's okay to get really pissed off from time to time. It doesn't quite work that way. It's just the inclination of the mind to pick up that taking exception with and being upset by is buying into the sense of me, well, me right and them wrong, or I mean the ill will can be directed towards oneself as well. We do that from time to time. So that sense of being, taking exception to, being averse to, being upset by, being irritated by. The English language has many words in Pali as, I've seen in kind of lists of, like of Abhidhamma, but I could only remember a couple of them. It's a human experience of, getting upset and averse and having ill will. But I think, probably manifests most strongly in sort of, wishing harm, which is that avihingsa. Because those are two forms of wrong thought. That are having ill will towards, but then also wishing harm on. So those are, I mean, they're rooted in just that fundamental, like lobha, dosa, moha, those roots of the what are called moola kilesa, the root defilements. So like dosa would be a root defilement, and then all of the ill will, irritation, aversion, vengefulness, harming, would be coming out of that that stain of the mind of dosa.
Are there any suttas that say that a sotapanna does not have anger and ill will?
I don't know. No. I wouldn't think so, because it's very explicit. If they didn't have, they wouldn't be sotapannas. If they were free from anger or ill will, then they would be anagamis. I mean, that's the distinguishing feature, is the, because these are really deeply rooted in the human experience. So that a sotapanna would, you know, obviously it's going to be attenuated to a tremendous amount. Because a lot is let go of through it's like the Buddha giving the image of he's in Rajgir, and Rajgir is surrounded by seven kind of mountains, and one of them is Waipula, and the Buddha takes his finger in the dirt, and you know there's a pile of dirt on the end of his fingernail, which is bigger, this mound of dirt at the end of my finger or that Waipula mountain over there? And of course the monks say, well, Waipula mountain is far bigger, and what's on the end of your finger is very little. And the Buddha says, in the same way, the amount of suffering that a sotapanna has relinquished is the amount that is Mount Waipula, and the amount that's left is what's left on my fingernail. So that's a huge deal.
And he says specifically the amount of suffering.
The amount of suffering, yeah. Yeah, no, it's a big deal. So the amount of habitual patterning and habitual reactivity and all of that that's dropped away is really amazing. So, and that's why part of the reason I use if you get 100 spears in the morning, 100 spears in midday, 100 spears in the night, it's still worth it. If there were a real guarantee.